From Little Rock Public Radio, I'm Nathan Treese with your daily newscast for Friday, May 8th, 2026. Democrats in the Arkansas House of Representatives have reelected their leader. Little Rock Representative Andrew Collins will continue to serve as minority leader in the chamber through the next General Assembly. Collins will continue to lead the 19 Democratic members of the 100-member House of Representatives. Democrats also elected Representative Nicole Clowney of Fayetteville to serve as minority whip. She succeeds Representative Denise Garner, also of Fayetteville, who is running for Senate. State lawmakers grilled Department of Human Services officials on Wednesday over the death of a man in their care last fall. Zachary Moore lived at the Southeast Arkansas Human Development Center, a special state-run residential care facility for people with disabilities. Moore was severely disabled with the language acquisition of a two-year-old. After biting a staff member in September, he was physically restrained and injected with a chemical sedative. Officials from DHS say the restraint was improperly done and violated the training employees receive to work in state facilities. DHS officials struggled to answer simple questions posed by Republican Representative Jimmy Gasaway at a committee meeting on Wednesday.
What was the cause of death? What was ultimately determined to be the cause of death?
I don't know.
I believe it was asphyxiation.
To be clear, your answer was, I believe it was asphyxiation. You guys have known for a long time we were going to have this meeting today. And I asked the cause of death, and it's, I believe it was asphyxiation. Do you not know?
After the death, 13 people were fired from the facility, while six others were charged with manslaughter. DHS expressed condolences to Moore's family, but struggled to describe specific changes to policy. Republican Representative Howard Beatty was skeptical DHS had learned from the incident.
And when was the last time that those 13-plus members received training on restraints?
We'll get you that information.
See, that's what we don't want to hear. You knew what you were coming here to talk about, and you heard the frustration from Senator Flippo, and you can say you're sorry, and you can try to say the right things, but in the end, you're not even prepared for this meeting.
This comes after a 2023 report into conditions at state HDCs alleged starvation, lack of sanitation, and neglect of residents. A 2020 death at an HDC resulted in a legal judgment against the state. A former bank official has pleaded guilty to embezzling nearly $500,000. 59-year-old Laura Parrish admitted to embezzling more than $413,000 from accounts of at least eight victims, according to the Democrat Gazette. Parrish was employed by Simmons Bank from 2016 until 2 years ago. Parrish also admitted to opening credit card accounts in the name of three victims. She was sentenced to 3 years in prison on Wednesday. The city of Mayflower has a new police chief. Brittany Bird was appointed to serve as the city's interim police chief last month. Bird was formerly an officer with the Conway Police Department, but was fired over her response to a shooting at a park that left two people dead and nine injured. An internal investigation found Bird did not respond urgently enough to the April 2025 shooting. A new center to support people living with or caring for people with Alzheimer's disease has opened in Springdale. The UAMS Schmieding Center for Senior Health and Education officially opened its new Dementia Resource Center on Monday. David Cook is the public policy director at the Alzheimer's Association Arkansas chapter. He says the center's goal is to increase access to dementia education and resources and build a model that can be duplicated across the state.
If you have memory concerns, you can learn more about the dementia process, the dementia disease, how it progresses, what are the warning signs, and also if you need referrals to a diagnostic, they can give that to you as well.
Brandy Schneider is the center's director of aging services. She said the center also has a skills lab to train in-home caregivers to work with dementia patients.
So we offer a 56-hour caregiver training program, so 40 hours of physical skills and then an additional 16 hours of Alzheimer's dementia training. So all of our students have to come through and actually do hands-on skills and do a skills checkoff with one of our nurses so that we know that they're prepared to go out and take care of older adults living in their home.
Cook and Schneider spoke with our partner station KUAF in Fayetteville. The Alzheimer's Association estimates around 173,000 people are caring for family members in Arkansas. More information about the Schmieding Center and resources can be found at umscaregiving.org/springdale. U.S. Army Corps of Engineers has officially broken ground on a new fighter pilot training center in Arkansas. Officials broke ground on the new F-35 training center at Ebbing Air National Guard Base in Fort Smith on Wednesday. The base hosts F-35 training for U.S. partner nations, including Singapore and Finland. Officials say they hope to complete the project in about 18 months. Arkansas Children's is launching a new partnership aimed at boosting dental education and care in the state. The hospital system is partnering with the Lyon College School of Dental Medicine, according to a news release. Students at the Little Rock-based dental school will get clinical training and education support from Arkansas Children's, while the dental school will provide administrative oversight and faculty services to Arkansas Children's. The partnership will officially begin on July 1st. Today you can expect sunny skies and a high of 77 degrees. For the weekend ahead, we got a mixed bag. Saturday will be sunny and warm, though rain chances return Sunday throughout the day and into the evening. Highs for your weekend will be around 80 degrees. From Little Rock Public Radio, I'm Nathan Treese.